Chapter 4. My problems back then, who could imagine the ones I have now? This morning, a car snakes up my driveway, a slick black sedan with tinted windows. Inside, one pain in my ass after another. Lawyers from Beecham, Mather, and Green, biggest guns in the business. They've already gotten the assault charges against me dropped, but the parents, it seems, are still filing a civil suit. One 10-second mishap and they think I should subsidize their daughter for the rest of her life? Please, it's not as if a horse kick left her crippled forever. Why, there wasn't even much of a bruise. And as anyone could see, I was doing her a favor. I'm also suing NBC for breach of contract. As I see it, they'd simply been looking for any excuse to fire me all along. These new lawyers, they're counseling against it. But so what? What do they really know from fighting? Patrician faces they have, all of them. Expensive feathered haircuts, pink shirts, ties tossed over their shoulders. They write on legal pads with tortoiseshell pens. Such a new breed, nobody tells jokes anymore. I can't distinguish one from another, except for Miss Slocum, the girl. A tiny thing, no taller than me. A pinched, serious face. Hair yellow and stiff as straw. She's attractive, I suppose, in a plain frontier woman sort of way. In another era, you could picture her in a gingham bonnet driving a buggy with a whip. She wears blouses with oversized bows at the throat. When I asked her what these were for, she informed me they're called power bows. I told her they reminded me of our mascot, Spreckles the Clown. The other lawyers insist, however, that it's better to have me represented in court by a woman. This will soften me in the eyes of the jury, they claim. I don't know who they think they're kidding. One look at this Miss Slocum, and you know she's a little viper. I'd wanted to use the same lawyer we've always had, but Isaac wouldn't hear of it. Edgar helped get you into this mess in the first place, Ma, he said. Okay, so we fell a little behind in some paperwork. We improvised a few invoices when my records got muddled. I suppose the fact that Edgar is under indictment himself right now, it does not help matters. And so sue me, I once boasted. Taxes are for pishers. Taxes are for the little people to pay. For God's sakes, I was kidding. I was being a Weisenheimer. And how the hell was I supposed to know that the woman seated beside me at Trader Vic's was a reporter for...